KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Just after 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, some light fog remaining, and it's currently 43 degrees. We look forward to be mostly cloudy with scattered light rain today and a high of 56. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In state news, Republicans in the Iowa House are considering the repeal of Iowa's bottle bill. Grocers have long complained that filth comes into their stores along with the empties they must accept from customers who want their nickel deposits back. Well, later this morning, the House Environmental Protection Committee will consider junking the bottle bill and having Iowans recycle empty pop and beer containers at the curb. 39 years ago, then-Governor Robert Ray and Terry Branstad, who was a state legislator at the time, backed the bottle bill as a way to reduce roadside litter. Mick Berry, president of Mid-America Recycling, says Iowa is now among the top five states in the country for recycling.
This is something Iowans like. 84% of the people in the state of Iowa support the bottle bill today.
Supporters of getting rid of the bottle bill say the empties in the grocery stores are a health hazard, plus curbside programs could profit from having more aluminum, plastic, and glass containers to sell. Berry points to data indicating curbside recycling is less effective.
Nationally, we're seeing 34% of glass recycled, 39% of aluminum beverage containers, and 16% of plastic PET soda and beer containers.
Berry says due to Iowa's bottle bill, nearly 9 out of every 10 aluminum soda and beer cans are recycled in the state, along with the vast majority of glass and plastic beverage containers. The bill House Republicans are considering would no longer have consumers pay and then redeem a nickel deposit fee on containers with carbonated or alcoholic beverages. Instead, a new tax would be imposed on beer and pop containers. The 1 cent per container tax would go into a new state-run fund to finance recycling programs. In addition, the state would impose a tiny tax on all beverages sold in the state to raise money for the Keep Iowa Beautiful Fund. The Adair County Sheriff yesterday released his weekly report. Sheriff Jeff Vandewater says the taken into custody at around 3:15 a.m. Saturday was 39-year-old John Michael Burgoyne of Creston, who faces charges that include theft by credit card, attempted burglary in the second degree in association with the theft of property from a vehicle, and 2 counts of possession of controlled substance, marijuana, and methamphetamine. Burgoyne was later released on $5,000 bond. At around 4:40 a.m. Saturday, 27-year-old Colleen Nicole Denton of Greenfield was arrested in association with Burgoyne on 2 counts each of joint criminal conduct and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and meth. Denton was later released on $5,000 bond as well. Last Thursday evening, 37-year-old Elijah Davis of Fontenelle was arrested on 2 counts of possession of controlled substance, third offense. The drugs, hash oil, and marijuana were recovered from his bedroom at a home where children were located following a visit by a DHS worker. Davis was cited and released. Vandewater says 18-year-old Justice Guy Myers of Villisca was arrested February 22nd for burglary in the third degree and theft in the second degree after he allegedly entered a garage in Greenfield and a vehicle in that garage, where he was alleged he took a loaded handgun without permission and with the intent to sell that weapon. Myers was being held at the Adair County Jail on $10,000 bond. And an investigation into the theft of a vehicle from Adair resulted in the arrest February 21st of 26-year-old Samantha Bullington of Des Moines and 25-year-old Haley Hamler of Knoxville. Bullington was charged with theft in the second degree in association with the stolen vehicle, which had broken down near Adair. She'd also taken into custody on a Polk County warrant for failure to appear on a charge of theft in the fourth degree. Hamler, meanwhile, was arrested for theft in the second degree in connection to the theft from that vehicle of a laptop computer and carrying case, which she tried to ditch at a restaurant in Adair. Bullington was being held in the Adair County Jail on $5,000 bond, while Hamler was later released on a $5,000 bond. The Creston Police Department says this morning that a business in Creston reported Monday morning an incident of vandalism. Supreme Cleaners told authorities that sometime between February 24th and the 27th, someone spray painted the back wall of their business. The damage was estimated at $50. The Glenwood Police Department yesterday said 2 people were arrested Monday morning. 39-year-old Ross Rogers of Council Bluffs was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, the bond for which was set at $1,000. And 36-year-old Esther White of Council Bluffs was arrested Monday for driving while barred and failure to have SR-22 insurance. Her bond was set at $3,000. Sheriff's deputies in Mills County Sunday afternoon arrested 45-year-old Troy Robert McCain of Council Bluffs in Pacific Junction. McCain was taken into custody following a traffic stop and charged with driving under suspension. His bond was set at $300. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday no injuries were reported following accidents that took place last Friday afternoon and Sunday morning. Authorities said 18-year-old Kessler Allen Tomas of Creston was cited for failure to maintain control after he fell asleep at the wheel of the 2005 Pontiac Grand Prix he was driving at around 1 a.m. Sunday in Afton. The car entered a ditch and struck a culvert, causing a total of $2,200 damage. On Friday afternoon, 31-year-old Teresa Rosanna Sparks of Villisca was traveling west on Highway 34 when she lost control of the SUV she was driving due to the slippery road conditions. The SUV entered the north ditch and rolled onto the driver's side. Damage was estimated at $2,500. There were no citations issued. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a resident of Kent had reported Sunday night that sometime during the night, or during the day actually, on Sunday, someone took his purple 1990 Chevy 1500 pickup from his property. That vehicle, valued at $1,500, was later recovered in Taylor County. Elsewhere in the news, a new police officer and city clerk will officially be sworn in Wednesday evening during a regular meeting of the Atlantic City Council, which begins at 5:30 p.m. First up on the agenda, after approval of the agenda and related items, is the administration by Mayor Dave Jones of the oath of office to Police Officer Brock Thompson, who hails from the Cedar Rapids area and comes from a background of military service. Thompson and his wife Hillary and their young daughter Natalie will be settling here in Atlantic. He's one of two new officers to join the city since the beginning of the new year. Officer Cameron Ward from Griswold was sworn in early last month. Both men were hired as the result of openings created on the Atlantic Police Force with the promotion of two officers and Lieutenant Dave Erickson to police chief. The mayor will also administer the oath of office tomorrow night to City Clerk Barb Barrick, who succeeds Deb Wheatley Field. Deb retired after more than 35 years with the city. Her last official day was on Friday. In other business, the Atlantic City Council tomorrow will act on closing certain streets for the May 20th Bada Bada Bing Bang military vehicle rally and cruise, which has been well attended since its inception 2 years ago. The road closures are similar to those which took place last year along the route, which begins and concludes at the Armory at 2nd and Poplar Streets and will result in temporary Atlantic Police Department traffic control efforts at several intersections along the way. The vehicles and their drivers will get a 30-minute break at 3 p.m. that day in the Walmart parking lot before returning to the Armory. The Atlantic City Council tomorrow night will also hold a public hearing on a proposal to enter into a general obligation equipment acquisition loan agreement and the borrowing of money not to exceed $360,000. The funds will be used to purchase two major pieces of equipment for the street department, those being a new boom truck for $180,000 and a new loader for $179,000. A 5-year contract, if approved, would be with TS Bank at an annual interest rate of 2.9%. The council will act on a resolution to approve the agreement following the public hearing. They'll also hold a public hearing on the fiscal year 2018 City of Atlantic budget, which amounts to just under $12.5 million, a decrease of 14.78% from last year, or more than $1.8 million. The proposed budget calls for a property tax increase of 1.48%. In addition, the council will act on setting the date for a public hearing pertaining to the amending of the Code of Ordinances by repealing a chapter and amendments with regard to zoning and replacing it with an updated zoning ordinance that took more than 5 years to revamp and an 11-page executive summary to cover it all. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Henson reporting.